And welcome to Wausau East High School. I'm Chris Conley, and we are getting ready for a girls' soccer match between D.C. Everest and the Wausau East Lady Lumberjacks. We are glad that this game came back onto our schedule because this match was postponed from earlier in the year. So here we are on a Monday afternoon. The weather conditions are miserable. I mean, we had rain earlier today. Opening whistle sounds, play is in, and as this match gets underway, it's 38 degrees. It is the last week of April. May arrives on Wednesday, and we are still playing in not at all spring-like conditions. To quickly introduce you to both of these teams, the D.C. Everest Evergreens are ranked 7th in the state. And they are undefeated in 8 matches, 7 wins, no losses, and 1 tie. So the Evergreens think of themselves as one of the elite teams in the state. Wausau East, I think, is better than a year ago. The Lumberjacks in conference are 1-1-1. Let's see what the Evergreens can do here. El Hersberger with a high cross. The Evergreens put one on goal. It is headed there and saved. Maddie Simpson headed that towards the net after a high ball, a good one from El Hersberger, and a save by Alexis Tate, who punts the ball out, which the Evergreens quickly control and play into the corner. Wausau East defender is closest to it, and the Evergreens mark her up, and East has just given the ball away again. So the Evergreens on the attack one more time. Lauren Langbin plays it short to Keta Ottinger. A cross came in a little too hot there and went right across for Lydia Ellis. And Wausau East is going to clear this out of danger with a long ball down that the Evergreens have a defender back for. Wausau East has played 3 conference matches so far, and they have 1 win, 1 loss, and a tie. A blowout win over Merrill. That was a 7-0 match, kind of non-competitive. Evergreens get this ball ahead. Here's a shot on goal from El Hersberger, high over the crossbar. In fact, it clangs right off the football upright, which makes the higher part of the soccer net here at the Wausau East pitch. So, too tall, but the Evergreens put together 2 early scoring chances, and already most of the action is in the east, Everest end of the field. We're 2 minutes in. The Evergreens have gotten 2 good looks at the net. Again, Wausau East with a long ball down. They put that on goal. It deflects off the Everest keeper, rolling loose towards the net, sliding from behind and making a save is Sonia Budleski. Wow, Wausau East, I mean, that's just a one-time chance where they try and send the ball down and hope one of their forwards, one of their attackers can run that ball down, and she actually got to it, out-sprinting 2 Everest defenders to it. Everest goalkeeper Sonia Budleski came off her line, got enough of that ball to slow it down, and then Sonia was able to run back towards it and make a save. That's a quality scoring chance for East. Moving forward here is El Hersberger, centers back. Everett's going to get a shot on goal here, high and just over the crossbar. That was a lot of Schneck who put that on. So the Evergreens generating some opportunities too. 3 shots on goal for Everest, 1 for East, and that's all 1 in the first 3 minutes of play here. So in the cold and kind of damp conditions, we have not been lacking for action here in the early moments. Yeah, Wausau East 1-1-1 record. They have a win over Merrill. They have tied Marshfield 2-0. But when last seen last week, they defeated Smash 5-0. And I'm not sure how much stock you put into common opponents. You know, how did teams do against clubs that each one have seen? Well, the Evergreens were 5-2 winners over Stevens Point last week. That was a game last Tuesday. We've got the podcast for that posted at foxsportswausau.com. The Evergreens were the better team than Stevens Point, and Smash is the defending conference champions. But the Evergreens, again, finished in second place with some injuries that depleted their roster last season. The Evergreens at full strength and full health are a much more formidable team this year. So the Evergreens were 5-2 winners over Smash. And Smash had 2 goals that came within 2 minutes of each other in the second half. The Evergreens could have won that by more. Wausau East plays that same Smash team and shut out 5-0. Evergreens move this ball ahead. Splitting defenders is Maddie Simpson. Simpson into the big box from close range. Maddie Simpson has scored, and the Evergreens take the early lead 1-0. Maddie Simpson split defenders as she was fed nicely. Maddie Simpson scores the goal for D.C. Everest at the 4-minute mark. The Evergreens will play from in front this afternoon. We'll talk a little more about the Evergreens' recent body of work in just a moment. Again, Maddie Simpson, Wausau East is playing that with two defenders. They may actually want a third against Mads. She's one of the elite players in the state. Split right between the two East defenders, then got it halfway down the big box before she let it fly towards the far post and beat the Wausau East keeper, Alexis Tate. Since the Evergreens won, Wausau East nothing. Now, the Evergreens have played twice since our last podcast, that 5-2 game against Spash that we mentioned. And by the way, the Evergreens, in that 5-2 victory, a lot of people scored goals, too. The Evergreens were not a Maddie Simpson-dependent team. A lot of people got into the act there. In fact, we will get the assist information on that in just a moment here. So let's see who got the assist on that goal. See if they'll just tell us who that is. We know that's Maddie Simpson's goal, but we're waiting for the assist. No, apparently not, so that's not quite going to work. It is Maddie Simpson's goal for sure. Evergreens are back in their own end at the 5-minute mark. Evergreens again control. They've got a couple of defenders back there, and now a ball ahead that's coming up. And Kiki Liss, a freshman for Wausau East, comes up and takes that away, but unable to control it. Evergreens try and send that ball forward. Wausau East takes it right back. Yeah, since the 5-2 Spash win, the Evergreens have played twice, and they were both shutouts, and I think that that's significant. The Evergreens were able to shut out Wisconsin Rapids 3-0. That match was 0-0 at halftime, so the Evergreens got themselves on track in the second half of that game. And the here's Maddie Simpson again. Got past the defender from close range. Maddie Simpson has scored again for the Evergreens. Simpson on the far side of the box got the ball. Wausau East is going to have to make a defensive adjustment there, as Maddie Simpson cannot be contained by the two defenders there. It's 2-0 Everest. Maddie Simpson at the 4th minute, and Maddie Simpson again at the 5th minute. And perhaps the story of this match is being written here in the early moments. Again, Wausau East, should they even make the adjustment and get a third player on Maddie Simpson, they're going to have to do that. The Evergreens up 2-0. The Evergreens have played much tighter defense over the last two matches. All right.
35 seconds into the first half. Goal by number 9.
To complete those thoughts, the Evergreens shut out Wisconsin Rapids 3-0. And then they followed that up with a shutout victory on Friday over Wausau West. That was 6-0. So the Evergreens now have back-to-back shutouts, first time they've accomplished that all season. And we had said during one of the earlier podcasts when we had seen this game that the Evergreens have an offensively explosive team. The Evergreens are going to score lots of goals this year. But the truly elite teams are strong on the back end, too. They don't give up a lot of goals. And the Evergreens, for an elite team, have given up a lot of goals this year. So to get that part of their game cleaned up like it has in their last two appearances, that's significant. Evergreens are back on the attack again. Al Hersberger had that knocked out. She's going to get a throw in. The Evergreens will be right in the attacking third again. Keta Ottinger puts this in. Over to Alana Schneck. Schneck's got a little bit of room outside the box. Again, feeds in traffic to Maddie Simpson. That time it's off her foot. Had the ball taken away, and Wausau East is going to look to clear this out. Lumberjacks have this back. That's Abby Thompson. I remember Thompson from the last time that we did one of these D.C. Everest Wausau East matches, I think from 2 years ago. What would have been Abby Thompson, because she's a sophomore, so it would have been someone else. Maybe Abby's got an older sister who played for Wausau East back then, but if I recall, she was a goal scorer 2 years back. We did not do either of the Everest East games last year. We just had scheduling conflicts then. Again, this game comes back on because we don't have baseball tonight, and this is a rescheduled match from earlier in the year. Wausau East tried to feed that ahead to Amra O'Hearn a little bit too long and cleared out by the Evergreens, and that's Alana Schneck who's strong on the back end for the Evergreens. Wausau East hasn't crossed the midfield boundary, and now the Evergreens move that ahead. Maddie Simpson leaves it off on the side. That's a nice ball for Alana Schneck, going to lead her forward, got to win a foot race to it. Alana Schneck has it. Got two defenders. Can she send? It's knocked away by one of the East defenders and cleared out. But the Evergreens gather in the 50-50 ball at midfield. Get it off to the side now. Evergreens push forward. Here's Keta Ottinger. Keta with a high, long cross that's into the waiting arms of the East goalkeeper, Alexis Tate. Tate will hold it and will punt it out at the 8-minute mark. So we are still early, and the Evergreens have two goals on the board from Maddie Simpson and lead 2-0. Again, my prediction is that the Evergreens will not be beaten by anyone in conference. I think the Evergreens just simply have too much firepower. Should the Evergreens have any losses put on them? They've beaten all comers except for one tie. Here's a shot on goal. It's off the keeper's hands, hits the top of the net, and in. The Evergreens have scored again. Waiting to see if that indeed is the number 9 of Matty Simpson. I believe that's Matty Simpson's third goal. That one was up high, hit the top of the crossbar, bounced down and in. It is indeed a third goal for Matty Simpson at the 8-minute mark. Three nothing Evergreens. We'll wait here. Again, someone from down at Field Level will call us and tell us who the goal scorer is. Could you please tell us who the goal scorer and who the assist is, please? Beg your pardon, that's going to be a goal from Megan Heil. Megan Heil, not Matty Simpson, with an assist from Chloe Felch. So that's Megan Heil's goal. And again, Megan banged off the top end of the crossbar and went in. So Megan Heil has a goal for the Evergreens. And that's Heil from Chloe Finch to make it 3-0 at the 8-minute mark. We thank you for the assist. This ball has gone out over the touchline, and Wausau East is going to get a corner kick from it. So at the 9-minute mark, East will get the first corner of the afternoon. High ball, lot of air under this, into traffic and kicked away. But East possesses at the edge of the box, slides that through, kicked out by the Evergreens. Ball pinballs around and goes out to the near side. And that's out of bounds off the Evergreen. So East is going to keep this ball in the attacking third.
8 minutes, 31 seconds into the first half.
I believe that was Ariel Tau who got a foot on that for Wausau East. It's going to be thrown in by Jocelyn Rivera. Wausau East plays it short. Wow, it went off the foot of the East defenders, off Kiki Liss, and the Evergreens will get the ball right back. Boy, that was played at close range, and the two Lady Lumberjacks were not on the same page about how to handle that. Evergreens get this ball ahead. It's out near midfield. Wausau East possesses. That was a little bit too long for Matty Simpson to control. The Evergreens play this ball ahead, going to try and run this down. Wausau East has a defender closest, able to turn and put this up. We're at the 10-minute mark. It is 3-0 DC Everest. Girls soccer today in, you know, Wausau East is probably one goal away from having this be a non-competitive game. This gets in the box. Everest player closing on it. Sliding save by Alexis Tate. Brianna Rausch was making a beeline towards that ball. Alexis Tate came off her line and got to it before the Everest player and got a chance to punt it out. Evergreens win the 50-50 ball. Here's L. Hersberger from the corner. Evergreens are offside. That's the right call. Flag went up right away. Everest trailing player was ahead of the last East defender. Our side referee blows the whistle, puts the flag up immediately, and the Evergreens' chance will not amount to anything with a 3-0 lead already. We've got a couple more of these DC Everest girls soccer podcasts planned this year. The Evergreens will host two invitationals where they'll invite some non-conference opponents in. And at least for one of those, they'll play on a Saturday morning that does not conflict with baseball. So we'll bring you that coverage. And I believe there's one of the others where it's a Friday where the DC Everest Evergreens are off. So we'll bring you that. So at least two more of these girls' soccer podcasts as we move through the year. And should baseball have rainouts and should soccer stay on, but we'll just swap one out for the other. So we may get to see the Everest girls a couple more times. I mean, this Everest team has the quality that they are hoping for a run deep in state. And should the Evergreens get to the state semifinals or for the state championship game, you would hear that game as well. We'll give you podcast coverage of that as well. Remember going down to Milwaukee for the Evergreen State Championship games, what, 5 years ago now? What fun that was. Evergreens here, Matty Simpson, shot on goal, deflects off one of the East defenders, still goes on net and is up and over the crossbar. Somebody put their body in front of that right-footed blast by Matty Simpson. It is off one of the East players. The Evergreens are going to get a corner kick out of this at the 12-minute mark. Corner coming up for the Evergreens. Will come from the far side. The Evergreens play this short. That's a lot of schnick. Evergreens go back, chipped on goal, high, arcing towards the near post. After the Evergreens are just trying to reverse that from far side to near side, and it's too long. It's over the head of the intended recipient of that pass and goes over the goal line, and we're going to have a kick for Wausau East to clear this out. We are scheduled for D.C. Everest baseball tomorrow against Stevens Point. Games are scheduled on Tuesday and Thursday. I want to give you a quick update on that. First, Evergreen's edge of the box, shot on goal. That's Megan Heil, too tall. It's over the crossbar as the Evergreens continue to put pressure on the Wausau East net. 3-0 Everest at the 13-minute mark. Let's see, that was deflected out off an East player, so the Evergreens will get a corner kick from the far side. Lydia Ellis is going to take this corner. See how the Evergreens play this. Line drive, a little bit of air under it, headed towards the goal. It's off the keeper's hands and in. The Evergreens have scored again. That went off the goalkeeper's hands, but the direction changed right at the last minute off the head of one of the Everest players and then off the hand of Alexis Tate and into the back of the net. The Evergreens have a 4-0 lead at the 13-minute mark. Again, I believe that we will be told momentarily who the goal scorer and who's got the assist there. Again, that comes off a set piece, comes off a corner kick. And right now we'll get the update on that. Who is the goal scorer and who had the assist, please? Okay, so that's off the corner kick. Megan Heil has her second goal there. Megan Heil, number 15 for the Evergreens, has scored again. Beg your pardon. Make a quick correction there. That's number 16, not 15. That's Olivia Fernstadt. Olivia Fernstadt gets the goal for the Evergreens, 4-0. Fernstadt was a goal scorer that we called her name in the Evergreens victory over Smash, too. So Fernstadt has scored for the second time this week. Evergreens lead 4-0. We're at the 14-minute mark. Evergreens are right back on the attack again. And the Evergreens, that's deflected off one of the East players and gathered up by the goalkeeper, Alexis Tate. So Fernstadt at the 13-minute mark off the corner kick gives the Evergreens the 4-0 win.
First half goal by number 16, Olivia Fernstadt.
Wausau East trying to get this ball in. Almost all the action here has been in the Everest half of the pitch. Elle Hersberger here. Wow, Hersberger, Wausau East defense is slow to pick her up. She's got one defender to beat. She is bumped there, still fights for the ball. No whistle. Evergreens possess at the edge of the box on the near side. Tries to get that centered and plays it back. Lily Kowal kicks that over to Maria Esker. Evergreens are back again. Chloe Felch. Felch with a long ball, in fact, too long along the far touchline and out of play. Wausau East will get to throw this in. I mean, we're at the 15-minute mark, so we're still in the early stages of the first half, and the Evergreens are already up 4-0 here. Wausau East with a ball ahead. This is along the near side. The Evergreens have three players back. East has two in the attacking area. That went off the East player, but while she was engaged with one of the Everest defenders, and the ball goes well wide of the near side post. The Wausau East run came on the far side, then tried to get that centered, deflected off. You know, the Everest player, the Everest defender, and the East attacker both arrived at the ball at the same time. It's going to be an East throw-in from deep in their offensive half of the field. Wausau East cannot possess. Taken away there by Keta Ottinger, the Evergreens come away with the ball. Wausau East tries to hold this in. The Evergreens, you know, the Evergreens not only win the battles to a lot of these balls, the Evergreens are faster, and at least in the early stages, they're the better passing team, too. So, I mean, Wausau East, this is probably the toughest level of competition that Wausau East has seen all season. So again, the Evergreens, it's just it's a hard opponent for other teams to simulate. Here's Maddie Simpson slides that ball ahead. It's a little bit too long. The Evergreens are offside again. Yeah, that trailing player again was past the last defender, and the flag goes up right away. Elle Hersberger is the guilty party there. Elle kind of just rolled her head backwards like she knew that. And Wausau East will get to restart. Maddie Simpson has scored twice. Megan Heil has scored for the Evergreens on a shot that hit the crossbar and then bounced down into the net. And the Evergreens have scored off a corner kick, too, for Olivia Fernstadt, making it 4-0. And the Evergreens, this is the kind of game that I would imagine we're not going to see a lot of Maddie Simpson in the second half. She's an elite player. Missed a good chunk of last season because of injury. And the Evergreens, again, once the game is no longer in doubt, And we're still some time away from that. But the Evergreens have what they need to win. Maddie Simpson's afternoon, particularly in cold and wet conditions like this, would come to an end. The Wausau East Field was just not dried out enough yet for when these teams were first supposed to play in the second week of April. So this match was put ahead here. The Evergreens take this ball ahead, slide ahead to Maddie Simpson. She's ahead of the defenders. Edge of the box. Maddie Simpson always scores in these spots, and she does right there. Maddie Simpson got that ball. She slid right past the two defenders before she received the ball. Maddie Simpson's not going to miss those chances. She beats Alexis Tate to the far side post, and at the 17-minute mark, Maddie Simpson has three goals. And the Evergreens lead 5-0. Wausau East on the restart.
DC Evers goal.
Clock is rolling. Maddie Simpson's got three of the Evergreens' five goals.
That is a hat trick for her.
Let's see if we can get the assist information here, as that was Maddie Simpson's goal. Who was that assist for? Find out in just a moment. Or not. Wausau East possesses near the midfield line. And Maddie Simpson got set up on a nice pass there. In fact, it was the pass and not Mads that defeated the two defenders that were back. The ball was slid right between the two Wausau East defenders, and then Maddie Simpson was just a step behind. Once she gathered that in, she got into the big box. And again, Maddie Simpson versus just the goalkeeper, she doesn't miss in those spots. So three goals in the first 18 minutes of play for Maddie Simpson. Evergreens 5, Wausau East nothing. Got a whistle here that's going to be a foul on the Everest player who came up and played that ball, Brianna Rausch. One of the things, too, to keep in mind about this Everest team, again, the Evergreens are ranked 7th in Division 1, and I don't put a lot of stock into those rankings. I mean, those rankings are coaches' polls, and at least in the early part of the season, until we've had more of those weekend invitationals where good teams intentionally play other good teams, the coaches' rankings, the coaches are ranking the teams based more on reputation and based on common opponents. Long ball ahead again for the Evergreens. Brianna Rausch is trying to run that down. No, the East player is closest to it. Kiki Liss. Liss gets it ahead to one of her teammates, and Wausau East trying to pass that back, puts it out of play. Trying to send it back to Liz Lind, and Lind was moving away from the ball, goes out of play over the touchline. Evergreens get it right back. Rachel Burns will throw this in. Yeah, I don't put a lot of stock into the rankings, because coaches are ranking teams that generally they haven't seen or haven't played. So you think of all the teams that are ranked in the Milwaukee area that are voting for the Evergreens. Well, that's based on reputation. They haven't seen DC Everest yet. But the Evergreens still ranked 7th, 7-0-1, and seem to be well on their way to going to 8-0-1, unless there's a big surprise coming in the remaining time in this match. 20-minute mark now, so we're just about halfway through the first half of play, and the Evergreens are leading 5-0. But the Evergreens have a lot of underclassmen on this year's team. If the Evergreens are a good top 10 team now, well, next year they figure to be even better. I mean, the Evergreens have a sophomore goalkeeper. She'll be a year better and have more varsity experience. Here's a shot from Wausau East, far side, up and over the crossbar. That's Wausau East's best look at the net in a long, long time. Wausau East put that on from long range. That was from the far side. That was probably, what, about 40 yards away. Well outside of the big box, but that was a powerful right-handed foot. Just sailed that ball over the crossbar. So Wausau East with a chance to get their zero off the scoreboard here at the 21st minute. That shot kind of came from out of nowhere. Now, the Evergreens will want to make sure now, I mean, what are the opportunities in this match? The Evergreens probably have all the goals they'll need to record a win. The Evergreens, I think, would like to make sure their defense is tightened up. Want to make sure that you don't give up any unexpected goals. Want to make sure you don't give up any goals because of your defensive mistakes. All things that the Evergreens, I think, can work on for, what, the three quarters of this match that still remains. Evergreen's throw in. Ball's loose. Fighting for this is Brianna Rausch, but Rausch has two defenders around her and cannot possess. Goes ahead to Jocelyn Rivera. Rivera tried to get that ahead to Amaya O'Hearn. It hopped over Amaya's foot and goes out of play. The Evergreens will get a throw in. About to enter the 22nd minute of this 5-0 match. Yeah, the Evergreens next year. Of course, Maddie Simpson will come back. She is only a junior. And again, with Maddie Simpson, you always hold your breath. You don't want there to be any injuries. But the Evergreens have lots of quality coming back, too. Alana Schneck and Marissa Rohde have both been good varsity-level players. They'll be seniors next year. Sarah Lorge has contributed at the varsity level. She's a good one, and she'll be a senior a year ago. So will Kowal. Both of the Langbin sisters, Jordan and Lauren, will both be seniors next year as well. And the Evergreens have some sophomores that are contributing too. Brianna Rausch has seen a lot of playing time as a sophomore. She is in. Emily Middlestadt and Chloe Felch, they're all in too. Middlestadt family has contributed a lot of soccer players to the Everest program. Well, Walsall East just took this ball away in their own offensive end. While they play it off to the side, and it's a little bit too long for Jocelyn Rivera, who couldn't catch up with it, goes over the touchline. The Evergreens are going to throw it in their defensive end. Well, you know, the Everest defense has been only so-so for the last, what, 5 minutes or so of match play. Walsall East has possessed the ball a little bit longer and has been able to get the ball to the edge of the attacking third. Here we go, Walsall East with a stop here. Maya O'Hearn tries to get that long ball forward. Evergreens have a defender there to knock it out of the box. Still stays in, played forward. It's Ariel Tau. Comes back here. The Evergreens bumping her and kind of shouldered her off the ball at the edge of the box. Ball kicked in. Everest defender sends it out, and it's out of danger for the time being, all the way out near the midfield line. East wins that 50-50 ball there, and now the Evergreens take it right back. Evergreens towards the center of the pitch. Move this forward to Lily Kowal. Kowal chips a long ball down. Emily Middlestadt is running forward. It's too long for Emily and goes out of play. That'll be a Walsall East throw-in. About to enter the 24th minute. Maddie Simpson has 3 goals and a 5-0 lead here for the Evergreens over the Walsall East Lumberjacks. The Lumberjacks on the wisports.com website, which is where we get most of our sports statistics, are listed as 2-1-1. I think they've played more games than that. There just may be some games that haven't been reported or hadn't been posted there to the state's repository of high school sports scores. Evergreens here at the midfield line, get that ahead. There's some bumping. Everest player turns on this and moving forward, Brianna Rausch. Rausch is bodied out of play along the near side, tries to fight that ball in and tried to go back and has it taken away from Jocelyn Rivera. Not they're going to say actually that went out of bounds, that Brianna was unable to keep that in play, so it'll be a throw in for Walsall East at the edge of their defensive third. Put in, ball is headed back. East can't make any mistakes here and taken away by Middlestadt. Yeah, there were two defenders tried to head that ball up, and Middlestadt wins the battle against two defenders, gets that in front, and tough angle there. The Evergreens just hold it in along the goal line. Evergreens try and play this back. Lydia Ellis, edge of the box, put on goal. It is headed out by one of the East defenders. It's a pretty good play by the East back end there, because they would have saved their goalkeeper a pretty tough chance. I thought Alexis Tate was going to have a hard time making a stop there until one of the East defenders headed that ball out of play. They'll give up an Everest corner kick from the near side. East will put two defenders near and far post, put the keeper in the middle. Let's see how the Evergreens play this high, arcing ball that arcs out of play. In fact, it hit the football goalpost and bounced away, so the Evergreens either needed a little more spin or a better angle on that, and nothing comes of it. Let's see, looking at the Everest personnel, Maddie Simpson is not on the pitch now. Maybe she gets one more run early in the second half, or just maybe not, if this match stays where it is right now at the 5-0 mark. And Walsall East player, while kind of shoved off the ball, no whistle by the Everest player, and now Walsall East still possesses the ball. It was Rachel Burns who arrived, hands out, and no whistle. Walsall East. Ellie Messman, who's a freshman, tried to get that ball ahead. It is too long for Amaya O'Hearn. The Evergreens have a defender there who turns on it and moves it up forward. We're in our 26th minute. Evergreens lead 5-0. Yeah, the Wausau East team, this is probably not the match where you'll be able to judge if they're improved from 1 year to the next. But Wausau East, I think, has better personnel than their most recent season. So I think this East team is better than a year ago. Again, this is just kind of the acid test for them. They're playing the ranked team for the first time in the season. Evergreen's moved this ball back and now take the ball away. Now that's over the foot of Brianna Rausch. Out of play off one of the Lady Lumberjacks, Evergreens will throw in. Wausau East has really been kind of a mixed bag in female sports. The girls' basketball team has struggled for many years. In fact, they've had many coaching changes, too, so there hasn't been a lot of continuity. But there are other sports where Wausau East is very good, thank you. The Wausau East girls' swimming team is among the best. That's an elite swimming team, and Wausau East plays competitive tennis, too. Evergreens chip this ball forward. Brianna Rausch tries to run it down while Rausch outraced past one of the defenders. Tough angle, too wide. Evergreens try and control that on the far post. Nope. Up off her line to smother it is Alexis Tate. Tate took that ball away from Alana Schneck, who was closing on the far side post. Yeah, the Lady Lumberjacks soccer team probably needs to accomplish a little more before they join the ranks of the elite girls' teams at their school. The Lumberjacks boys teams, you know, again, it's kind of hard when you play in the Valley Conference and you're one of the smaller schools. This one's coming forward. Evergreen's player wins the race to the ball and fires wide of the near side post. Alexis Tate, the East goalkeeper, came off her line to challenge for that ball, and the Everest player won the race for it and then pushed it wide of the far post. That was Middlestad, who already has a goal. Middlestad has not scored. It's Fernstad who has that goal, and Emily Middlestad just missed. Would like that one back. Okay, when the goalkeeper doesn't get to the ball, you leave a lot of the net open, and that was the case there. The Evergreens could have had a sixth goal that just did not materialize. 28th minute, 5-0, Evergreens. Again, this game being played early because there are no lights here at the East Field. Yeah, East boys athletics, the football team has struggled and probably is going to struggle more. While Wausau East far side puts that on goal, bounces through the small box and goes wide of the near side post. So East has put, what, three shots on goal here in the first half? Haven't converted any of them. You get the feeling that East may not be shut out today. They're generating enough looks at the net that one of them could very easily go in. Wausau East basketball, well, all right. The baseball team kind of struggles to find enough pitching from 1 year to the next. They were winners last week over Lakeland out of conference. Evergreens move this forward. That's Middlestad. Tumbles down. That's going to be a foul on Wausau East, I believe. Nope. Fouls on the Evergreens. Middlestad was battling for that ball. Got tangled up with one of the East defenders. And it goes against Emily of the Evergreens. Wausau East to get a chance to clear this out from back in their defensive third of the pitch. Weather conditions are lousy today. We appreciate being indoors. They've got a press box for us here at Wausau East. Very nice. Don't tell anyone, but I personally turned on the circuit breaker that allows for the heater to operate here. Oh, yes, we'd like the heater on today. And this is a field that might sometimes be used for JV football games. Sure. Wausau East and Wausau West both play their games at Tom Field, closer to downtown on the east side. Interesting what will happen with the other type of football, because both Wausau East and Wausau West have JV-level football fields that they play on. You wonder if someday there might be talk of, well, we'll put in lights and we'll put in bigger bleachers, and both of the Wausau public high schools will play on-campus games instead of at historic Tom Field. Not sure if that will ever happen, because again, both of those would need neighbors' okays, particularly for Wausau East, when you consider that there's a lot of housing around the campus there. Wausau West, too. Wausau West has, just to the west side of their school, a lot of people live there, got duplexes, got houses. Of course, all of the neighbors not used to Friday night football might suddenly find a lot of guests in their part of town. Not to say that it's any different when you play a Friday night football game down at Tom Field, of course. A lot of neighbors there, but they've played football at Tom Field, what, since forever. So it's okay, right? Right. Well, Wausau East put that ball over the goal line and out of play, so the Evergreens get a rare goal kick. And the Evergreens possess back in their defensive end. Lily Kowal turns on it, tries to get that to Brianna Rausch. And now here's Middlestadt, tries to chip that to the center, coming up to play. You know, the Evergreens, just the faster team to all of these balls. You see that a lot, too. Even when the Evergreens uncork an inaccurate pass, it seems like the Evergreens can make up for those mistakes or being a little off the mark, because on a dead run, it looks like a lot of these Everest girls are just faster than some of their East opponents. About to enter the 32nd minute, it's 5-0. We haven't had a goal since the 17th minute when Maddie Simpson got her third, so we played an extended period without any scoring here. Evergreens along the far boundary in their offensive end. That's touched out of play. That's going to be a throw-in for the Evergreens, but it'll be deep in their attacking zone on the far side. See how the Evergreens decide to play this. Got Lily Kowal in the center and Emily Middlestadt, if they can find to her. Here's a high ball towards the box, bending away, headed out. East got a couple of defenders around there, and East gets it out of danger. Evergreens retreat towards the middle of the field. Closing on the ball is Rachel Burns. Burns tries to get that into Middlestadt, came in hot. Middlestadt slipped down, got right back to her feet, and still possessed the ball. So East was kind of slow in marking her up. Evergreens, wow, there's again a Wausau East player just lowered her shoulder and forced Lydia Ellis off the ball. We'll play through that. That was Amaya O'Hearn. Evergreens get it back. Almost chasing that down was Emily Middlestadt. Instead comes back the other way. Wausau East takes the ball away right there. It was Emma Dennell, long ball ahead, too long. The Evergreens have 1, 2, 3 defenders back there as Wausau East tried to loft it down towards their two, sprinting towards the ball. Evergreens had that well defensed. And Wausau East, most of their offensive chances have came on just long balls lofted down the field, hoping that one of their players can out-sprint the Everest defender. And now that the Evergreens have this 5-0 lead, the Evergreens can pack a couple of defensive players back. The Evergreens always have three back there now, and sometimes a fourth ready to sprint back and join. So the Evergreens can be a little more defensive-minded, trying to preserve the shutout that they have in front of them. And should the Evergreens keep East off the scoreboard, well, that'd be a nice accomplishment for any team, even these Evergreens. The Evergreens are bidding for a third shutout in a row. Evergreens are going to substitute a couple of players in. Lily Kowal is coming off. Mariah Esker is coming off. And let's see who is on for the Evergreens here. That is Alana Schneck, who is coming in for the Evergreens. And Lauren Langbin is on for the Evergreens as well. At the 34th minute mark, Wausau East chips this ahead from behind. That's a nice defensive play. Who came in and did that for the Evergreens? It was Olivia Fernstadt. Fernstadt was about even with the ball when the Wausau East player came in. Fernstadt slid, challenged, got all ball, didn't get any of the defender, and punched that ball out of play with her foot. Nice defensive play for the Evergreens. And again, I think the issue, or kind of the unanswered question for the Evergreens, is can the defense be tight enough or be stout enough towards the end of the season where you start playing those state games against just a higher level of competition? I'm not sure how many of those games the Evergreens are going to get in conference. We figure that the other good teams in the conference are Wisconsin Rapids and Spash, and the Evergreens have convincing wins against both of them. Wausau East slides that ball ahead. Last kick out for the Evergreens and off to the side. Wausau East still tries to hold this in. Evergreens take it away, out of danger. It's ahead here to Emily Middlestadt. Counter-attacking chance. Ball is all the way ahead for Brianna Rausch, but there are two East defenders back. They're closer to the ball, and they'll get to it before Brianna can run it down. Lindsay Vincent. Vincent tangled up with one of the Everest players. No whistle. Will play on. Alana Schneck takes it away. Schneck tries to chip that ahead. It's headed and kept in play by Brianna Rausch. If Rausch didn't use her head there, that would have gone over the touchline. Instead, ball is up. Wausau East tries to head it ahead. Nope, the Evergreens are back. Again, the three defenders are playing back for the Evergreens. This ball bounces ahead to Emily Middlestadt. Middlestadt tried to chip that forward. East player sends it away. Into the final 10 minutes of the first half, 5-0. Wausau East, near the center line, tries to slide that forward. Evergreens just play it back to their three defenders. The Evergreens possess in their defensive end, long ball ahead. Try to get that for Middlestad. It's off the mark. Wausau East possesses, but they're still at the center line, not really moving to the attacking part of the field yet. Chipped forward there by Abby Thompson off to the far side. Evergreens have that again. Yeah, East at this stage in the match is having trouble stringing together the two or three good passes that might allow them to move the ball down the field. Again, this has been a game more of long runs, and the Evergreens trying to get one along the far side. That's Alanishnek to the center in Middlestad. Middlestad tried to turn. One of the East defenders marked her and knocked the ball away. Evergreens still possess. Chipped along the far sideline. Can Alanishnek get to it? Tried to center on that. One of the East defenders, Madeline Busig, came up and knocked that ball off her body. Didn't allow the Evergreens to center along the end line. Stead goes out of play right in front of the East bench. Evergreens are going to throw it back in. Again, baseball is scheduled for tomorrow if the weather cooperates. We'll have the D.C. Everest Spash game, and that'll be at Simon Field on the Everest campus. Scheduled for 4:30 first pitch, but the big but is that we are expecting increasing rain chances as we move into the later parts of the day. So you wonder, if baseball gets rained out, when would that get made up? Well, the Evergreens are scheduled to play Spash on Thursday. That's headed towards the net and saved by Wausau East Alexis Tate. Not a hard header. Tate was able to get to it, and now she'll punt it away. Well, we are scheduled then for Thursday night baseball in Stevens Point, but that's a night game. That's a 7 o'clock start because Stevens Point Pacelli is playing an afternoon game at Buchholz Park in Stevens Point. So the Evergreens and Panthers would play baseball at 7. They would not play a nighttime doubleheader in high school baseball. So if we get rained out on Tuesday, that Tuesday game is going to get made up some other time during the season as a single game, date to be determined. Not sure what the weather is like for Thursday. You just hope it's not one of those cold nights. We've done a lot of baseball in not so good weather conditions. Just miserable and not yet spring. We thought the warmer weather would be further along here. Wausau East tried to center that just outside the box. Everest defender comes back. East still possesses here. Let's see if they can create something off this. Ball was a little too far out in front of the East player. That's Aaron Bennett, and the Evergreens clear it away. Evergreens counterattacking chance pushing forward. Brianna Rausch got two defenders to split. One of the defenders is closest to it. Wausau East takes the ball back. Try and move that forward to Lindsay Vincent. The Evergreens possess again. One of the Everest players overran the ball for a moment. Lydia Ellis tries to track that down. Nope. Ariel Tau wins the battle to that loose ball. 39th minute. So let's see. 22 minutes of soccer. Quick math. Yes, yes. 22 minutes of soccer without any scoring. The Evergreens scored early and often. Maddie Simpson had goals in the 4th and 5th minute. Megan Heil and Olivia Fernstad are each goal scorers for the Evergreens, and Maddie Simpson got her third back at the 17th minute, and no scoring since. Evergreens have some substitutions to come back in. 5 new players come in for D.C. Everest. So the Evergreens will give some starters a little more work. El Hersberger is back on. Middlestad stays in for the Evergreens. Do not see Maddie Simpson or Megan Heil back in. Again, Megan plays with the big leg brace, which we hope will come off soon. Makes her kind of easy to identify for these games. And Maddie Simpson, you just have to watch the number 9 wherever it pops up, because Maddie Simpson can score from almost anywhere on the pitch. 40th minute, long ball went out of play off the Evergreens. Wausau East throws in over the head of their player. Kenna Ottinger's got it for the Evergreens. Centers here for Lydia Ellis. Ellis tried to slide that ball forward for Middlestad. It's a little too long, and one of the East players got a foot on it and clears it out. 2-on-2, counterattacking chance for East, but the Evergreens got a couple of players on the dead run coming up, and one of the Everest players gets a foot on it. Ball's out of danger for the time being. East's offense is trying to fill in. Holding the ball here is Amaya O'Hearn. O'Hearn with the ball ahead, shot on goal, hit the crossbar and bounces in. Out, out. No goal. Hit the crossbar and bounced down. That's Wausau East's best look. That was not a goal. Hit the crossbar and went straight down. Did not go over the goal line, judged by our referee, who's closer than we are. That was by far Wausau East's best scoring chance. And again, that one was up high, way too tall for Sonia Budleski. So at the 41st minute, Wausau East shows that they've got still the potential to score goals in this match. Pretty good shot when you figure that it was way too tall for the Everest keeper to do anything about it. That's just a foot lower. Wausau East scores on that opportunity. Instead, kind of unlucky there. Just how that bounced away. One of the Everest goals, in fact, Megan Heil's goal, hit the crossbar and went in. That one hit the crossbar and went straight down and out. Evergreen's other end, a lot of Schneck turning on that. That's blocked by one of the East defenders. It's a nice play there. That's Erin Bennett, who turned around, sacrificed her body, will give up an Everest corner kick from the near side. So we're in the very late stages of the first half. 42nd minute. Still 5-0 Everest. And again, it's the nothing part that the Evergreens are going to want to be concerned about. They're going to want to preserve the shutout. The Evergreens played this short. It was off the foot of L. Hersberger. Hersberger got it midway down the big box till it goes out. Here's a shot from 30 yards out. That's deflected out. Doesn't go all the way through. Evergreens fight for that loose ball. East clears it out. Evergreens have only two defenders back. This is a 2-on-2. The Evergreens got a couple of defenders trailing to try and get this forward. The player all the way ahead is Amaya O'Hearn. If they can get the ball to her, no. Her teammate overran the ball, and the Evergreens take it back. That was an opportunity that nothing came of. Played back, and now we're about 2 minutes away from halftime. This is played again ahead to O'Hearn. O'Hearn shot on goal. That's a score for Wausau East. The Lumberjacks have a goal at the 43rd minute. That's O'Hearn's goal for Wausau East, and the Evergreens have seen their lead cut from 5-0. To 5-1. Well, you know what? Wausau East was kind of building up to that. They've gotten a couple of good looks. They had the shot that hit the crossbar and didn't go in. They had a 2-on-2 opportunity that the Evergreens got a defensive play on that wound up stopping it. Get the assist information, which I hope will be shared with us in just a moment. 2 minutes to go in the first half, and it is now 5-1. And we're waiting for the Evergreens to put the ball back in play. You know, now that it is 5-1, you wonder if at some point the Evergreens might give a chance to some of their secondary players. Will we see Gabby Anderson get into goal before this game is out? We'll see. Evergreens on the restart. Everest player slips down to her knees, getting right back up for the Evergreens. Schneck plays it to the side. Hersberger. Now, it looks like the Evergreens want to push this ball forward in the closing moments of the first half. We're going to get information now on the Wausau East goal. Who is that goal scorer, please? Abby Thompson is the goal scorer. Abby Thompson's goal. Amaya O'Hearn gets the assist. Abby Thompson's goal for Wausau East.
Who got the assist?
Thompson from O'Hearn. 15 from 14. As our PA announcer will soon be sharing that with the crowd here, we're in the final minute of the first half. Wausau East trying to move the ball forward. Could they get one more? O'Hearn stops, gets the ball forward. Evergreens clear it out. We are now into the final minute of this first half. Ball is sent down into the corner. The Evergreens are going to get the final look at the net. Middlestad with a high cross onto the goal. That's from long range up and saved by Alexis Tate. Half a minute until the whistle that will bring the first half to an end. Wow, Tate, the goalkeeper's punt, is very short. Went right up into the air, and the Evergreens come up and play it. Lauren Langbin got a foot on it, and they're going to call Langbin. Yeah, that's a dangerous play. Whistle sounds against Langbin, and we're counting down the final moments of the first half. The Evergreens, behind three goals from Maddie Simpson, have a 5-1 lead over Wausau East. We'll be back with the second half after a break. You're listening to DC Everest Girls Soccer, our podcast coverage on FoxSportsWausau.com.